momentum and continue to try to play good defense throughout the game.
What stood out in the semifinal game on Thursday?
Sometimes I felt like we were just a little lethargic. I didn't feel like we attacked the basket very well. Defensively, at times, I felt like our footwork wasn't there to try to limit what they're trying to do.
Let's talk a little bit about, we've talked about McKenzie Dubert over and over again. Let's talk about someone new this go-around, Coach Winkler. Let's talk a little bit about one of your bench players, Tegan Bartolacci. She has really made an impact on the defensive side for you. How so?
Well, one thing that Tegan doesn't get enough credit for is how laterally, how quick she is. You know, she does a good job left to right, you know, moving her feet and staying in front of defenders. And at the same time, she does a great job using her athleticism to rebound the basketball. And, you know, she'll continue to get that opportunity. And it's one thing I like. I could put her on a post player and have her front the post. And I could also put her on a guard out top. So I think she's versatile in the defensive aspect of it. And I look to keep giving her opportunities to get out there and play.
Again, Brian Winkler joining us here on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. All right, what are you going to be looking for from your team in this third-place game tonight?
Well, you just got to come out and play defense. You know, the one thing I can always recommend, you know, to any coach or any team, they all know is defensively is where it all starts. And so a lot of times defense creates looks offensively, and where you don't have to worry about running an offensive set, you let your defense take over and get a transition look and things like that. And, well, if we could get a lot of those transition looks in a game of basketball game, those are like freebies, you know, as far as, you know, rewarding your offense for playing great defense. So I really hope we come out, move our feet, and do a good job trying to stay in front of them, stay in front of the offense, attacking the basket, and just make sure we try to go do the same on the other end, attack the basket and look to hit spot-up shots and rebound the basketball and try to get a win.
Lady Cats coach Brian Winkler joining us here on Glory 97. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate the coverage.
Not a problem. We will tip off girls' third-place game at the La Plata Tournament next on Glory 97. Ready to go here in a girls' third-place game between Madison and Cairo. Kayla Kester to tip things off for Cairo, and it will be Taylor O'Bannon for Madison. And the Lady Cats win the opening tip-off. They're in the home white uniforms, gold numbers with black trends. But Madison gets the turnover. They're in the road purples with the goal number, white trim. Tell you starting five in just a moment. Here is Charity Morris, top of the key, tries to pivot, can't do so. Trapped by a pair of Lady Cats. As that is Mackenzie Dubert and also Courtney Canope. Now driving Wolf back up top to Bennett. Tries to find something open on the right wing, but is contacted by Riley Eberhardt. Starting five for the Lady Cats, who are 14-4. And 4-1 the CAC this year. It's Courtney Canote, Mackenzie Dubert, Riley Eberhardt, Katie Ryan, and Kayla Kester. And here's a right wing layup here for Mackenzie O'Bannon. Her twin sister Taylor is also a starter, complemented by Lexi Wolf, Keely Bennett, and Charity Morris. Hero going up left to right on your radio dial to start the half. And here is a two-point try for Mackenzie Dubert, the conference MVP 1 year ago, and the high post shot will drop in. Tied up 2-2. Now jump ball between these two chief CAC rivals as it's in the Madison backcourt. Now here is Bennett trying to get it to Charity Morris, or Lexi Wolf, beg your pardon, and it was tipped out. Bennett trying to find Mackenzie, stolen away by Canote. Right wing Eberhardt, now Duber releases, right elbow, three, got it. Quick 5 points for the senior Columbia College commit. It's 5-2 Cairo. Here is Wolf, now over to Morris. Morris tries to drive, can't do so, now kick out Wolf. Pump fakes a three, now Cairo sets up their defense. They go man-to-man here to start out. Now Bennett trying to get it back out. Now here is Mackenzie. She can take a three a couple times if she wants. Doesn't do it often. Now Wolf, now to Taylor. Kick it back out here to Bennett. Tries to get a screen through Taylor. Now a left wing shot. Beautiful shot there by the senior leading scorer for the Lady Panthers. Canote inside Ryan. Now to Kester. Back out, top of the key. Eberhardt heaves a three and a little too strong. And Taylor will let that one go. And it goes out of
Fouls taken Bartolacci into the game for the Lady Cats. Courtney Canoe takes a seat. And they will go to Taylor up the floor now for Lexi Wolf. At the top, pump fakes in the high post now to McKenzie. She tries to work around two, and it's blocked by Kester. Now one more try for the twin, Taylor. Her first points. And Madison has their first lead, 6-5. Here is Ryan, top of the key, looking for the three. Offensive rebound, Kester back out to Ryan in the high post. Attacks from the right side, and she got flipped on the knee and a foul called. And it looks like this is going to be, or actually no foul. They say it was tipped out. Madison gets it. Ball on the floor is Charity Morris, and Ryan will, trying to get the steal, got bumped off the ball. Duber will inbound it from the left wing for Cairo. Now here is Ryan, pulls up left wing. Her two doesn't go. Eberhard, the offensive rebound, trying to drive and blocked by Taylor O'Bannon and out of play, and it will remain with the Lady Cats. Dubert will take it. Now to Eberhard. Dubert from the right elbow. Zone shown by Madison. Duber, rare cough up for her. Now picks it back up, takes it to the rim, and her shot a little too strong. Rebounded by Taylor O'Bannon. Now Bennett speeds up to the floor. Now to the right wing, trying to work around Kester. Does that, and her heave layup goes off the bottom of the backboard and out. Eberhard now to Ryan. Left side, catch and release. Duber, the three, too shy, and it's rebounded by Taylor O'Bannon. Left wing, Charity Morris with some burst. The two goes for Charity Morris. Now Bartolacci keeps it alive, almost goes flying into the bleachers. And Madison gets it back. Here is Charity Morris from the high post. Ryan harassing, now down on the baseline. Shot influenced by Ryan. Kester gets the rebound. Now to Dubert. Kick out, Bartolacci left corner. Takes 3 steps in. Her shot off the front of the rim and into the hands of Keely Bennett. Slowing the tempo down a little bit. Madison trying to work a little more methodical here. Cairo trying to speed things up. Here is Morris looking for a ball screen right side. Bennett looking for a three front rim. Bartolacci to board. Up the right wing goes the junior. Closely guarded by Lexi Wolf. Now will come left side for Duber. She's protected by Bennett. Takes 2 steps in, and Bennett gets a deflection off of the senior. See Annika Salmons into the game as Mackenzie O'Bannon takes a seat. Courtney Canode also in. Bartolacci's 3-point try just inside, or just in front of the arc. Rebound and a foul called. And it looks like this foul will go on Wolf. Duber picks it up in the backcourt. Takes it at the top. Kick out left side. Bartolacci three. Cashes in. 8-8 in this third place game as it is Morris up the left side. Close to guard by Canode and Ryan. They are both trying to snatch the jump ball and it gets to that point. But the Lady Panthers retain. Another substitution, Keely Bennett in. We'll see Eberhard also check in as Keegan Ryan gets the breather for Cairo. 3:19 to go here in the first quarter, 8-8. Now our officials are having a quick discussion. And I think the head scorer is at the table, and it looks like the referees are trying to decide who actually gets the jump ball, and it looks like they got it corrected with Cairo. Brian Winkler helped out the Lady Cat coach, saying there wasn't a jump ball earlier, so it should belong to them. So Kester gets it outside the Duber, right wing, now takes it down in the baseline, works around one, kick out, Canote, dangerous from three, makes the pay. 11-8, Cairo. Now Bennett almost loses control. Bartolacci steps out of bounds. Bennett lost control. Bartolacci pounced on it and cornered Bennett on the baseline and draws the turnover. So good defense there from the junior. Ryan will now take it. Off the GM Bulldogs off the baseline to the right. Here is Bartolacci back out to Ryan now around to Canote. Can she go two for two from downtown? You bet. Quick 6 points for Courtney Canote. 14-8. Now it's Taylor back out top here to Keeley. Now to Alexi Wolf. Wolf pump fakes the three to top. Key. Now they'll try right side. Riley Thomas into the game. Her three offline. Ryan, whiff numbers, three on two. Pulls up inside. Right wing two. Did everything but finish. There's Annika Salmons looking for Lexi Wolf at the top. She'll reset the Madison offense. Now at to Bennett. Surveys her options. Goes right wing for Riley Thomas. Now the Wolf. Darts one inside for Taylor. Now in for Salmons. Her two is basically a shot up, essentially. And now we get another jump. Madison retains. Eberhard in, Dubert out. For the Lady Cats, Bennett looks. Has to get it off quickly. 4 to 5 seconds, does just that. Gives it to Riley Thomas. Now right wing post shot by Taylor O'Bannon. Banks it off and in. Ryan now, top of the key. Lost control of it. Crowls it back in, Bartolacci, right wing. She takes it back around Eberhard. Ryan back out Canote. Can't get a shot off. Now Eberhard. Bartolacci. Bartolacci comes around top of the key. Now Kester, right wing. Ryan releases the three. Offline left. Canote trying to get the rebound as well as Eberhard and battles with Wolf. And will this be another jump ball? It will be. It will be Lady Cats as Dubert checks back in. Kester now to Ryan, left elbow. Has options right side for Dubert. Goes there. She releases and hits. 8 points for the senior. Minute 10 to go here in the opening quarter of this girls' third place game. A fun one as well as Dubert deflects that out. Bennett to Wolf. Now to Bennett right side. Pump fakes the three. Now goes inside. Taylor back out. Wolf, she'll try it. And it is a little too strong. And deflected out by the Lady Panthers as Taylor O'Bannon trying to get the rebound. 50 seconds to go as Dubert tries to attack. Now over her Canote over her head. And that is going to be a over to back. Charity Morris checks in from Madison for the whistle. Riley Thomas takes a seat. So here's Wolf. Now to Bennett. Over onto the left side for Charity Morris. Fresh back into the game. Now to Wolf. Bounce pass to Taylor. Kick out. Looking for the two. Bennett too high. Gets her own rebound in the high post. Rolls one out to Morris. Now she takes it. To Taylor. Looks left side, Charities three offline right and deflected into the hands of Keegan Ryan. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. Ryan, the take, the two doesn't go. And Kester battling with Bennett under the bucket, and this will belong to the Lady Cats as, or Lady Panthers, check that as it's an R jump ball. Wolf, 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bennett. Madison looking for some points before time expires. Here's a two by O'Bannon. Knocks it home right before the buzzer. 17-12. Cairo with the lead in this girls' third place game at the Love Play Tournament on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. 1 minute. Sounds good. Right side after the conclusion of the first quarter. Cairo with the ball. On KTCM Madison Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. Cano trying to go 3-for-3 for downtown. Again, those just joining us, it's 17-12. Lady Cats with the lead over the Lady Panthers in this girls' third place game at the La Plata tournament as Keely Bennett going up the left side gets bumped into process, trying to find some open space on the left wing. Making sure they get the correct person on the foul. It's Courtney Cano. That is her first. Yeah, Cairo in the home white uniforms. They were the top seed in this tournament. Fell to Canton in the semifinal on Thursday night. Madison fell to Green City, the three seed, last night. So these are the top two seeds in this tournament playing for third place. 3 and 4 will play in the title game a little later this afternoon as the three doesn't go. Here is Bennett. Again, Madison in the royal purple uniforms today with gold numbers, white trim. Cairo and home whites, gold trim, or gold numbers, black trim. And a pushing foul going to get called on Tegan Bartolacci. Bennett gets the pass from Morris on the no look at the top. Salmons back over to Morris. Had a three she wanted. Instead takes it down to the baseline. Bounces 1-2 Salmons. He's one. One more try. That goes over the rim. Now, the third time is not the charm for Mackenzie O'Bannon. And now, Cairo the other way with numbers. Duber to the baseline. Kick out. Ryan doesn't take the three. Now drives. Left side. Kester wide open and slows the tempo down and gets a nice touch to it. Now, Bartolacci the turnover. And that goes off her right foot and out. See Riley Eberhardt check in. Courtney Cano check out. Verticero Lady Cats. Bennett trying to find Morris and Bartolacci deflects it as Hero goes with that press. Haven't seen much of that from the Lady Cats yet. Usually when they get points off and they get some points off turnovers, we usually see the Lady Cats go quickly into a press. Now they do here off the inbound. Wolf escapes it. Now to Morris. Still have to get across the court. Now they do. Left side, Wolf. Wide open. A three. Doesn't go. Bennett, the offensive board. Wolf, top. Guarded by Eberhardt. Now to Bennett. She's guarded by Ryan. Now they'll try Wolf left side. Fake pass to Morris. Now to Mackenzie O'Bannon. And stolen away by Eberhardt. Eberhardt looks for Dubert. Gets it to her at the top of the key. Crest All-Star drives, and now Bartolacci open the left corner. Has a three she wanted, but doesn't take it. Ryan. Now to Dubert. Lobs it in for Ryan. Eberhardt open on the right corner. Ryan takes, banks it off and in. What a move there by Keegan Ryan. Her first points on the afternoon. 21-12 Lady Cats. They've been playing some pretty good defense, especially on the inside. Not allowing Madison to get any very good looks as Morris comes to the top. Now to Bennett, gets a partial screen through Mackenzie O'Bannon, and a foul called. It is going to be two shots coming up for Kaylee Bennett as they get Eberhardt. Bennett has Been very solid as of late, according to Coach Armitrash. She misses the first. She's the engine of this Massa team. When she plays well, most of the rest of the team plays well. She only has 2 points so far. So we're 3 minutes into the second quarter. She makes the second. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by Dalton Armitrout, the first-year coach of the Madison Lady Panthers. 5:13 to go here in the second quarter. And Regional Radio would like to thank our sponsors for making this La Plata tournament broadcast possible. That includes Mesmer Fertilizer, Campet Heating and Air Conditioning, Canton State Bank, Hewlett Trucking, Board of Education Administration, faculty and staff at Canton R5 School District, all of Canton, Capital Paving and Construction, Columbia Orthopedic Group, both the Columbia, Glenn Simmons, Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons, Green City R1 Schools, both the Green City. Eric Duke joining us back here as well. You got to see a little bit of this game now. What stood out?
Not much rhythm yet, really, for either side, at least in this first couple of minutes of the second quarter. And I think that's partly why we got the timeout there.
Yeah, it's been tough on the rhythm side as the Lady Cats, even though they've gotten some offense, a decent amount of whistles, a lot of jump balls as well. The star of this game is Kaylee Bennett. We'll have Mackenzie O'Bannon available now to Morris. Now Bennett from the right elbow to Lexi Wolf. Wolf inside to Mackenzie Powers to the bucket for a two that is off the stanchion. And over to Morris. Bennett at the top. Looks for Wolf. Over pursuing the deflection was Dubert. And a travel called on Madison. So Ryan takes it, and Brian Winkler barks out Wisconsin. Whatever that play is,
we'll find
out. If coaches know, then they probably know what it is. They've done their homework. Here's Cano three. Wisconsin works.
It did.
And she has 9 points now. With Charity Morris now coming across, here is Keely Bennett. And the Lady Panthers trying to get some sort of rhythm going on the offensive side. Here is the high post jumper by Lexi Wolf. Bounces off the right rim and into the hands of Keegan Bryan. She takes it up the floor. Gets it to Dupert. NBA three for her, and she hits it with confidence. She knew that was going in as soon as she released it.
I thought Ryan got away with a travel, actually, on the handoff. Yeah. Armitrout was calling for it. I think it was pretty clear, but she was kind of tied up in the traffic.
He's not a happy camper down there, I will say that. Our foul call is Courtney Cano gets it for a push for the Lady Cats.
Yeah, those back-to-back threes just blew this game open.
Green City boys have entered the La Plata facilities as they will be coming up here in our next game. It'll be them against Canton. It's actually a Green City Canton doubleheader coming up next. The boys playing for third place, and then the girls will be playing for the championship as we get a jump ball under the bucket battle between Wolf and Bartolacci. This will go to Madison.
And the Green City girls are already in the building, too, for their championship game. Which makes sense, traveled with the boys, because it basically amounts to a doubleheader.
Schuyler County boys actually did just that when we were walking in earlier today. Here is a two by Savannah Colma, very long two, well off to the left, as is Dubert that gets it now for the Lady Cats. Trying to cut in and take a drive, can't do it. Now looks for Kester. Kester, turnaround two. Nice play by Kayla Kester. Brian Winkler has really liked the way she's been deflecting and getting into a lot more passing lanes this year. And you can see it as O'Bannon, that would be Taylor O'Bannon, gets the two for Madison. Kester, left side jump shot. Too strong, gets her own rebound into the teeth of the Madison defense. Now back out to Eberhardt. Now reset for Duber. Has space, high right post, and hit everything but finish.
That was a good move, though, to create some separation, get to that right elbow.
Now it is Charity Morris's opportunity for a two, and she got bumped off the layup. She'll go to the line as this will belong to Duber, her first.
Yeah, she basically just did a flyby there. That was pretty clearly going to be a foul. I think she got tired and kind of just ran right at her.
She could afford it. It's her first. 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. Our first half, as a first shot is not going to go for Charity Morris.
John Cruz in the building, Sturgeon head coach, ready to do some scouting.
Last CAC matchups, and hey, this is a good opportunity for him. You get to scout two conference schools in one.
Yeah, there you go, the old 2-for-1. That is a productive trip.
That is a very productive trip. Sturgeon will be, I think they're at Prairie Home, if I'm not, or actually, no, they're at Community on Tuesday. We talked to Michael Smith last night on the overtime show. It's a jump ball, so they'll be seeing Cairo in their season finale, and I think they do see Madison one more time as well. As Kester trying to get the inbound from Casey Callahan, nothing there. And now Madison looking for some sort of offense, and that's will go off the face of Savannah Cullen, but she corrals it back in. Here's a shot from the left post, and that is not going to go.
Yeah, Bennett's got to get something going.
90 seconds to go here in the first half. 29-16, the Lady Cats with the lead, trying to take home third place in the La Plata tournament. Here's Callahan now to Kester. High post. Pretty.
Yeah, she's been active, playing well.
Very well. 6 of the 31 Cairo points, as press is shown by the Lady Cats. Pull him up the right wing. Now Riley Thomas looking for a 2. And on the other side to Baylor out, Taylor O'Bannon. She's been the bright spot in this Madison offense. 10 of the 18 points. Minute to go here and a half. Bartolacci inside for Quincy Wigan. Now outside. Left wing. A 3-point try for Shaylee Chrisman. And deflected out. This is a good opportunity for a majority of the Cairo starters. The only one that's still in there right now is Kester to lead the clock out in the half, and you don't take any sort of foul trouble. Bartolacci almost out of her reach and corrals it back in. Now here's a Wigan, the Chrisman off the right wing. Inside high post, Bartolacci. Guarded well by the Madison defense. Now comes back out. Now for Chrisman, and into the hands of Taylor O'Bannon. Passing out there.
Drilled that one right into the traffic, right into the teeth. The defense couldn't get it over their hands.
Morris to Cullen. 15 seconds to go here in half. The Wolf. Right baseline, Thomas. Now to Taylor. Around for Cullen. Inside 2. And one more try right before the buzzer. And a foul called. As Riley Thomas will take 2. And Casey Callahan, the sophomore for the Lady Cats, is the guilty party. Looks like the Camp boys have also made their way, that's still the Green City boys. The first shot is going to go in for Riley Thomas. She primarily comes in for defensive purposes if Cherry Morris or Savannah Cullen each need a breather, and she's 2 for 2. And off the quick inbound, Casey Callahan can't do anything for it for the Lady Cats. And Cairo, very nice first half, putting up 31 points after a total of 16 minutes of play compared to Madison's 20. Coming up on Glory 97, Eric caught up with North Shelby coach Landon Daniel. We'll get his thoughts on the boys' consolation victory over Schuyler County. And again, we'll take a look at some of your first half stats. It's all coming up next on KTCM Madison, Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Two minutes. Did you get a baked potato?
I did not.
I'm doing that as soon as I am available to.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
This game on Crest after a 64-30.
Here's Devin Fields rocking the salmon.
I saw that. You already answered that, obviously.
Yeah. Has Canton girls ever won this?
Probably not.
They have.
Oh, there you go. They have.
Oh, wait. I actually have that on my board.
Landon Daniel with his post game on Crest after his 64-36 victory against Schuyler County. What does it mean to come here this week and get two victories in three games?
It's great. We went on a 6-game losing streak there for a little bit, and it feels good to get two wins. The play tournament's always tough. We knew coming in the 5-seed it was going to be a battle to get two wins, and we did it. And the kids, we finally got our offensive stride going, and it started with defense, just like I said before the game. So glad the kids have figured it out. We should have two good, strong weeks here to end the season.
You didn't like what you were seeing when the game was in, like, the late teens, low 20s portion. What changed from that point forward?
We knew that they had some kids that could shoot, and that, especially from the outside. That's how they beat us the first time. They hit, like, 6 threes in the first half. So I was a little bit frustrated that we were closing out with our hands down instead of our hands up. We got to make sure that we get those hands up on those shooters. And we figured it out after that, and the kids responded. So kudos to them.
To have such a role reversal of results, what does that say about how far this team's starting to come?
These are great kids. I love these kids. And that they want to work. They want to win. So we just keep battling, and hopefully we'll try to maybe surprise people in districts.
Landon Daniel with his post game 64-36 victory. Right there on that point of districts, you got some seniors, you've got some athleticism, maybe a team on the rise here down the stretch. What do you want to see to really put things together when it comes to that time of year?
The way that we interior pass today is a good indication of what we need to do. Kirby is a tremendous big kid, and then we've got guys that can finish at the rim. And when we finish strong, we're a really tough team to beat. Silas Preston gets going off the fast break, and Grant Koch can get in there, get a couple mid-range shots. We can surprise people. We could be anywhere from the 3 to the 5 seed. So we know it's going to be a battle with community and Canton in our district. But these kids, they want to win. And that's something that 8-man football's helped out a lot, too. The culture's starting to change here to where we're getting back that winning atmosphere. And these kids want it. So as a coach, that's all you can ask.
Landon Daniel, after a 64-36 consolation final victory against Schuyler County, we appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, man.
Another two here. Well, both of your coaches are here.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
Wow. Shunning Andy Anderson.
No, I do. I do.
One of your favorite coaches.
I do,
unbelievable.
I do love Double A. I do. It's a quick turnaround for them, and Winkler's going to sprint right up, as you know.
Two minutes here if I didn't say it. I thought I did. But I could be wrong. Still at half here in the girls' third place game between Cairo and Madison, where the Lady Cats lead the Lady Panthers 31-20. Take a look at some of your first half stats here really quick. Leading the way for the Lady Cats, Mackenzie Duber, no surprise, 11 points for her. Courtney Knote with 3 triples for 9. Kayla Kester with 6. Keegan Bryan, little 2. Taken Bartolacci also with 3. For Madison, Taylor O'Bannon pacing the Lady Panthers with a total of 10. You got Keely Bennett with 3. Riley Thomas with a pair of free throws. Charity Morris with a field goal, as well as Mackenzie O'Bannon. Second half, the girls' third place game between Cairo Madison is next on Glory 97. Another 2 here.
Chris Harris, I did see, by the way, outside. I wonder if he's still at the school.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, it's unusual.
See how he's doing. Landon didn't really know why he left either when I talked to him way early in the year. Andy's probably going to come up here and get his camera set up. So
If he does that, then I'll.
He will, in all likelihood,
yeah,
walk right into you. I think he did yesterday.
Yeah. No, I do. I love Double A. I will obviously talk to him if he comes up. I just meant I'm not going to.
Yeah, you're not going
run down in the middle of the third. I mean, it's just.
So Sturgeon plays Madison in 2 weeks, and then that finale is against Cairo. Second half underway between the Cairo Lady Cats and the Madison Lady Panthers. 31-20, Cairo the lead in this girls' third place game. Madison in the road, royal purple uniforms with the gold numbers by trim. Kick out Bennett, looking for a 3, and that is not going to go. And now on the other way, Riley Eberhardt looking for the 2, and she gets it. First points and 1 coming up. Cairo in the home white uniforms with gold numbers and black trim. And an and one coming up here for the junior Eberhardt. Misses, but Keegan Ryan gets the offensive rebound. Her right side try. Now they'll try left here for Dubert. She tries to drive. Can't. Kick out. Looking for Eberhardt. Now back to Dubert. Left side. Canote. Look for a 3. Kester keeps it alive, but bats it right in the hands of Charity Morris. Madison going left to right on your radio dial here in the second half. Bennett in the backcourt. Over to Morris. Now she'll try right side. Eberhardt guards closely. Now to Wolf. Curious to see what kinds of adjustments Madison makes here to see if they can make this more of a game. Kick out Lexi Wolf. Trying to hit a 3. Doesn't. Because they've had virtually almost no offensive on the inside, it seems. As here's Eberhardt, open for a 3, lunges into it just a hair, and Kayla Kester will get called for an over to back as Mackenzie O'Bannon takes the rebound.
Yeah, lunge is a good word for that. She really kind of steps into that shot, puts that, but it almost fell. But yeah, Madison just has to get something going. Nothing's coming easy for them right now. They're not able to penetrate at all against this 1-3-1. They haven't gotten inside against the zone whatsoever, really.
Charity Morris, now they'll come back up top. Keely Bennett's try for it. A long 2 is Well, short, and Kester to rebound. Now to Ryan. Looks for Dubert. Left side, rolls it out. Now tries to go back in. Dubert attacks the zone. Heaves one, and a blocking foul called. Looks like this will stay on the floor. And they will get the foul on Mackenzie O'Bannon. A lot of people up here to film this Madison Cairo game, Eric. Got Danielle Baker, the Lady Tigers coach. I would assume scouts some Madison hoops. They're in the same district. That could be a possible matchup down the road.
There you go.
Certainly a possibility. John Cruz also up here. The Sturgeon Lady Bulldogs coach. We might have more. Who knows? As we got Eberhardt at the top of the key. We'll bounce it inside to Keegan Ryan at the high post. Now kick out, looking for a three. Dubert sends it a little too strong. Bennett the rebound. Up the right wing she goes. Dubert a little too close, and she picks up the foul. And she was wondering what she did there, but she didn't make contact on the reach. That is her second. Here's Taylor O'Bannon. Kick out top for Morris. Down to the baseline. Her two heaved, and it's into the hands of Katie Ryan. She'll take it the other way for the Lady Cats. Bartolacci up the floor. She wants. Takes it. Now from the right elbow inside. Now comes out. Protected by Morris. And deflected out. Went off of Ryan. Good defense there by Charity Morris. And so it will be Bennett that takes it. Now to Wolf. Across the timeline, now to Bennett. Inside for O'Bannon. Back out left wing. Now will try right side. Wolf protected by Bartolacci. And now Bartolacci gets the turnover. Up the floor to Dubert. In and alone. Easy layup. 35-20. As Hero has started out this third quarter on a 4-0 run. 3 minutes in. Right wing, a foul called on Riley Thomas. She'll go for three as it looks like Bartolacci got a little too aggressive there for the Lady Cats of Cairo. So Thomas already 2 points. Both came in the first half. We'll try and hit three here. Here's the first. No problem. And in this game, she came in 2 for 3. Second shot coming for the sophomore. That's another. And can she complete the three-point play? Couple spins and on its way. Got it. Riley Thomas, 5 for 5 from the line. Well done. It'll be now Riley Eberhardt that takes it.
Bless you.
Thank you.
A little mid-game sneeze.
A little bit as a connote. Hits another three. It's more of a one to sort of cough that didn't want to come out is what I would characterize that.
Sorry for the technicality.
It's okay. It happens. Here's a two by Eberhardt. Over to Bucket. Now they'll try other side. That is Dubert. And both are missed. Ryan falls to the floor. And a 30-second timeout called by Brian Winkler and the Cairo Lady Cats with a 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. Thanks to more sponsors here for making this broadcast possible. That includes La Plata Nursing Home, La Plata R2 School District, La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank of Kirksville, MFA AgriService, Travis Funeral Chapel, all of La Plata. Samaritan Hospital, still towing both in Macon. H&H Construction, Madison C3 School District, both in Madison. 7800 Taxi Service, Dubert Enterprises, John Cochran, Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Thomas Motors, all in Moberly. Harley Crop, your shelter insurance agent, Silver Community Care, both at Shelbina. Grants Farmhouse, North Shelby Athletic Booster Club, North Shelby School District, and Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, all of Shelbyville.
Dalton Armantrout was rather displeased in that huddle, even a small clipboard throw there at the end, because I just don't think he likes the offensive effort he's gotten tonight.
Yeah, only 23 points here and now halfway into the third quarter for the Lady Panthers. Can't blame them. Here's Keely Bennett over to Lexi Wolf. She averages about 6 a game and has yet to score. Bennett, right corner, trying to hit a 3 and does.
Maybe that can be the jump spark. She's got to be the one. She's their scorer. And you have a foul in the backcourt now.
Charity Morris, one that picks it up. Yeah, we mentioned Bennett goes, Madison goes. If she doesn't, then things get a little dicey. Things have certainly been a little dicey here for the Lady Panthers. Here's Duber now for Kesser, just inside the arc at the top of the key. Now over to Knote, left elbow. Now she comes up top. Now Ryan drives through 3. Her 2 doesn't go. Knote gets it. Got contacted there. Now Duber with some real estate left side. Denied by O'Bannon. That would be Taylor. Now Bennett up the floor and over to Morris. Partially tipped by Ryan, but doesn't influence much of the play. Left corner, Morris off the pass from Bennett and goes up and takes a travel. Tried to go right through Dubert and Kester, who were guarding down low. Now another a carry called on Keegan Ryan. I thought they were going to get Morris on another foul there. So a mishap there for the Lady Cats. Madison still down by 12. This could be a big 3 for Bennett, and she can't hit off the left side. It holds 360 off the rim as Dubert gets it at the top of the key. Now she'll reset. The Lady Cat offense coming up. The support is Kester. 4 down low for the Lady Cats. Now back up is Bartolacci. The low high play for her. Now over to Knote. Now to Ryan, off the noggin, gets it back. And now she'll take a shot, and Riley Thomas deflects it away. Or check that, Morris. Now over to Svana Cullen, back out Bennett. Pump fakes to 3. Tries left side, Riley Thomas, catch and release. She's been the hot hand from the charity stripe, can't get it to translate on to the floor.
And I mean, those are great looks, and they're getting stops. They're just not scoring right now.
So Bennett will take it now for the Lady Cats. Now to Dubert. Fade away 3 right side over Kester there. No one contesting her. Easy 2 for the senior.
Yeah, backside offensive rebound there. That side was totally left vacated.
Now 2-on-1 for Madison. And finally a bucket. As Riley Thomas gets 2 hops off the front.
She actually should have passed that off for a layup at the right block. Armantrout kind of head nodded, like, all right, fine, it went in.
As Riley Thomas falls to the floor, goes out. Looks like it will be Lady Cat ball. 2 check out for Lady Panthers, 1 for Lady Cats. Lexi Wolf checks in. So is Annika Salmons. And Kayla Kester on the set play off the pass from Everhart, who just checked in. Kester has 10. Now baseball pass by Bennett, the Wolf. Now to Thomas, her 2. Banks in. Thomas off the bench. I keep her in there if I'm Dalton Armitage. She's at least getting you a little bit of offense. Down by 12 with 50 to go here in the third. Bartolacci releases a 3 right elbow. Doesn't go. And it is Riley Thomas. Passed it to a Lady Cat. Knote went right to the bucket and foul called off the second chance. It's Keely Bennett's first. Now they'll go to Dubert and she'll take 2. Poor Lexi Wolf having to go up against Dubert there. May have taken a little bit too much body from Dubert. And she picks up the foul as an insult to injury. First shot for the senior is good. She'll be heading to Columbia College after her senior season. Second shot is good. Two-time Crest All-Star. Probably has a decent shot, I would imagine, maybe being a three-time Crest All-Star. She goes the other way and gets buckets in. The defense has been really good for Dubert as of late. She's put up a total of 17 points in this third-place game. And some Brian Winkler talked about, it's been a little more underrated. We know how potent she could be on the offensive side, but she's been playing some pretty good defense she's been getting in the lanes, drawing turnovers, and helping her teammates move the ball at the floor. Ten seconds to go here in the third. Here's Wolf now to Salmons, and she tries to negotiate around three to Lady Cats, and they're going to credit a foul to Bartolacci, her third. Now it's Bennett. 5 seconds for the Lady Panthers. Critical to get some sort of bucket here. Now to Wolf, and nothing there. Tough clock awareness there from the Lady Panthers. They trail 46-30. We go to the fourth on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. Back here on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. 46-30. Lady Cats looking to take home third place in the La Plata tournament. The way they've been playing on the offensive side, getting some pretty good defensive stops, and just the struggles Madison have had offensively. It's almost Cairo's game to lose. So you're going to get a foul called on Mackenzie O'Bannon. Kester. Take free throws. Misses the first. Misses the second. And now Taylor O'Bannon looked like she got plucked in the eye there for a second. And that's going to be Dubert's third. She was going for the rebound. And as a result, next fouls will result in defensive fouls, at least, will result in bonuses. The O'Bannon wins both on the floor. Here is Cherry Morris. Back up top, Keeley. A three, doesn't fall. Back to McKenzie. And the paint, it goes. McKenzie first points of the second half. Here's Canode at the top. To the right wing, Shaylee Crispin now over to Kester. Now she is a corner timeout called by Dalton Armitrout. Nothing there for Mackenzie O'Bannon. She was cornered by Kester. And it is going to be a 30. It will be a 30. With 7:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Thanks to more sponsors while we have a moment. That includes the Schuyler County R1 School District of Queen City, Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, Monroe City, Sheraton Valley, giving you connected, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Colombian Online, Ricketts Farm Services, Salisbury, Shelby, and Cairo, Siders Insurance and Real Estate Agency in Moberly and Madison, Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan, and Side Instructor, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Here's Mackenzie O'Bannon, and a foul called as she drove in from the right side of the paint. 1-on-1 coming up. It's Keegan Ryan's first for the Lady Cats of Cairo. And here's the first. It's no problem for Mackenzie O'Bannon. They're twins, Taylor and Mackenzie. As Coach Armitrout. All right, so they're twins. What's different about them? They're relatively similar to grid inside 15 feet and around the basket. They play off each other well. You said probably the biggest difference is Mackenzie's probably just a little more of a frequent shooter than Taylor. And Taylor's more of the better footwork on the inside as we get a timeout called. I thought we'd had a timeout called for a second. And Madison will take it. So go off Dubert's right leg and out. Front of the scores table. Winkler with the assist to the referee, and it will be Bennett that will give it to Wolf. Again, these two teams will square off again on Tuesday. Final time for their second conference matchup of the year. The addition of Community into the CAC this past year. They now have eight teams in that conference and divided into an East and West division. The East play each other twice, West play each other twice, and then they play the opposite division once. Foul will get called on Keely Bennett. Her third. Bartolacci now for a 1-on-1 already with 3 points, but has played very well defensively. First one for her is good. She's been getting a lot more minutes as well, Eric, with especially on the defensive side. It's almost like she's a sixth starter in a way.
Yeah, she isn't quite rounded into a full-on offensive player yet, at least not the way we necessarily thought her career trajectory
it looked
had
like
started.
It, yes.
But she's kind of just can fill up a little bit of every category.
And her second shot goes off the back of the rim. But she has been really good defensively, especially the past, I don't know, as Taylor O'Bannon has made it probably since late last year. She's been a stable part in the Cairo defense. As Keegan Ryan will take it down to the baseline, back out Duber. Her three cashes in.
Great pass by Dubert. She wheeled around the, or by Ryan, pardon me, wheeled around the whole defense there and zipped it over.
And that's a different role for Ryan this year. She's been more of a ball distributor. She's still that good two-way player that Cairo has relied on the offensive and the defensive side. As Wolf comes out, looks for a three off to the right, Kester to rebound, but she's handled some of the point guard duties in some ways and starts out with the ball and has a lot more assists, leads the team in assists with the Lady Cats.
Good contest by Bartolacci on the other end on that jump shot without fouling.
So here's Eberhard now to Ryan, trying to go down low. Now to the left side for Kester. Attacks, fade away, a little too strong, and it's Wolf that takes it. Wolf looking for the left side pass, cut off by Bartolacci, and a foul. Or no, they're not going to call a foul. I thought Lexi Wolf was going, pardon me there, Wolf was going to get a push. Bartolacci just stepped out.
Cairo in a man-to-man here.
With the shot by O'Bannon not going. Back to Dubert from the right elbow. Just pulls up for a three. High arcing shot to the right. Foul called. And it's going to go on Ryan for a second. So all the way across the floor, it'll be Morris who will take a 1-on-1. Only 2 points. Here is the first of two. No problem. One more coming. Doesn't go. I think we've learned a little bit about this Madison team, especially on this girls team here in this tournament. They'll have to absolutely shore up some of the defensive woes as Keegan Ryan gets the high post to the fall for the Lady Cats. Dalton Armitrout was not kidding one bit when he was saying if the way Keeley Bennett goes is the way the rest of the team has gone in. They're going to need all five of their starters to really contribute if Madison wants to make a run.
Yeah, I know it's been a while now, but not having Beyonce Stocks for this team definitely hurts. They just say they were a 1-2 punch in the backcourt, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty big guard depletion with that loss. You had kind of 1A and 1B in your backcourt, and you lose an all-state caliber player. You can't really overcome that in class one.
Stocks now at Rockbridge. Down in Columbia. I haven't got a chance to see how she's been doing down at Rockbridge. I think she's getting a decent amount of minutes, if I'm not mistaken. I check. Rockbridge definitely one of the better class five teams on the girls' side, that's for sure. And a foul call down low on the baseline as they tried to get it over to Kester. And she'll go for two as Taylor O'Bannon picks up her first foul. Some important basketball coming up here for the Lady Cats as Kester makes the first of two. Again, they'll be taking on this very same Madison team on Tuesday. And then they have a very important non-conference matchup against Salisbury next Thursday, which we'll have on Crest. That will have what I believe might determine who will be the number one seed in that district. In all likelihood. That proved to be the case 1 year ago. And those two are in the same district up in Schuyler County. Salisbury ended up picking the one, or getting the one in a win last year. And here's a two for Keegan Ryan. Again, we got the Green City Canton boys coming up here next in the boys' third place game. Be coming your way in approximately 10 minutes after the conclusion of this girls' third place as a three does go for Morris.
Good little curl play on that other end. Get Ryan inside. Nice clean look. She's been doing a lot of the distribution to this point.
That's been the case for her with just being the person that has started out with the ball. That's been a greater responsibility for her. And she's done a pretty nice job. The one thing I worry about this Cairo team going down the row, and Coach Winkler talked about it a little bit when we were talking yesterday, was they haven't played quite their most complete game where you're accustomed to seeing them blowing out, been perfect on like the defense and the offensive side and also those kinds of things. As first shot is going to go for Keely Bennett on the free throws. And he was spot on saying that could be also, that could be a good thing or a bad thing in regards to you're not peaking at the wrong time. You can look at it that way. But if you haven't had a game like that this year, when you get down to some of the tight, close games, that can make a difference in advancing to, for Cairo's case, potentially a sectional or maybe even further. So that'll be something to keep an eye on. With the Lady Cats going down the stretch as a reverse layup is going to go for Mackenzie Dubert. A minute to go in this third place game. Morris in the paint, her two. And foul called. And we'll go the other way. It will be a foul on Charity Morris. Starters going to take a seat for the Lady Cats. They're going to go to 15-4 on the year. Madison will fall to 14-6 as Bartolacci hits the first. Second shot coming. Rattles out. And a rebound for Quincy Wigan into the game. Jump ball. Scarrows extend their lead to 20. Coming to the right wing for Morris. Salmons. Thomas. Back over to Morris. Thomas releases a three. It's rebounded by Shaylee Chrisman. Wolf gets it back from Madison. 20 seconds in this contest. Wolf again for Salmons. Turnaround two just to cut the margin down, and that is going to do it. Lady Cats of Cairo take home third place in the La Plata Tournament Championship with a 58-40 victory over their chief rival, the Madison Lady Panthers. Nominate outstanding player of the game up next on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com, and we'll get you set for the boys' third place game between Green City and Canton. Welcome back to La Plata High School as we're ramping up girls' third place game. Cairo Lady Cats defeat the Madison Lady Panthers by the score of 58-40. I'd like to thank some more sponsors. Moberly Area Community College of Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Ricketts Farm Services, Salisbury, Shelby, and Cairo. Sires Insurance and Real Estate Agency of Moberly and Madison. Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan. And Sign and Sugar, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Kayla Kester will get our outstanding player of the game. Well deserved on the offense and defensive side today for the Lady Cats with a total of 11 points. That was the third highest, but she had a great impact on this game, especially on the defensive side. Nothing really going on the interior for the Lady Panthers all afternoon long, and she will pick it up, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. We'll take a break here on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com, and we're just 13 minutes away from the boys' third-place matchup between the third-seeded Canton Tigers and the fourth-seeded Green City Gophers. Eric, we'll take you through it next on Glory 97.